This is KJZZ's Sun Up, your daily news update from Phoenix, the state, and the region. Good morning, I'm Bruce Drummond. Phil is on vacation. This podcast is a daily digest of Arizona news as reported by the KJZZ news team. It's Friday, you did it, you're here. It's April 17th, 2026. Thanks for joining me today, and let's get to it. President Trump is coming to Phoenix today, and all but one of Arizona's Republican congressmen will speak on the same stage. From the politics desk, Cameron Sanchez reports.
Turning Point USA is hosting the event at Dream City Church. Both Congressman Andy Biggs and David Schweikert are running for governor, but only Biggs is endorsed by Trump and Turning Point's political arm, Turning Point Action. And Schweikert is noticeably excluded from the speaker list. His campaign spokesperson said in a statement that Schweikert has never spoken at a Turning Point event and doesn't plan to. He's bashed the conservative nonprofit for failing to help Republicans win elections in Arizona. The speaker list notably includes Congressman Juan Ciscomani, despite Turning Point Action's past disapproval of him. COO Tyler Boyer even advocated for someone to run against Ciscomani in the last election cycle. But this year, he's endorsed by the organization for the first time. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A student event featuring Turning Point USA CEO Erica Kirk that was planned at a Phoenix high school next week has been moved off campus. Also from the politics team, here's Wayne Schutzke.
Kirk, the widow of late Turning Point founder Charlie Kirk, was scheduled to speak to Pinnacle High School's Club America during the school's lunch period next week. In an email to parents, Principal Jeremy Richard said the event will now take place off campus after the school day is over. Richard said the decision was made in collaboration with Kirk's team and the student club due to concerns it could cause significant disruption on campus. That came after some parents complained the visit would create security issues and bring divisive politics into the public high school. Wayne Schutzke, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The small town of Kearney, southeast of Phoenix, could run out of water as soon as July. As Alex Hager reports, the town is urging residents to use less and working on ways to keep taps from going dry this summer.
Kearney sits on the Gila River, about 90 minutes southeast of Phoenix. There's less water in the river this year after a historically dry winter. Thanks to a legal agreement signed in 1935, Kearney will lose its share as a result of the shortage. Curtis Stacy is the town's mayor.
We've been through shortages before, but never anything quite like this. What happens there is uncharted territory. I don't really know. There's been no precedent for it.
Stacy says he's been working since last August towards a solution with the Gila River Indian community and nearby mining companies that also use the river. He says there's a willingness to help, but any fix will be complicated. Until then, he's encouraging residents to take shorter showers and wear clothes more times between washes. Alex Hager, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Arizona Republican Congressman Juan Ciscomani says new troops are stationed at Fort Huachuca, a U.S. Army installation just north of the U.S.-Mexico border. From the Fronteras desk in Tucson, Elisa Resnick reports the troops are there for a new mission with details that are still unclear.
Fort Huachuca is already home to thousands of troops that were stationed there early last year as part of the Trump administration's border security efforts. A spokesperson with Ciscomani's office said this latest deployment is not related to that mission, but declined to give further details about how many new troops are being sent and what they'll be doing. Ciscomani and other congressional Republicans have repeatedly asked for the U.S. Air Force to bring a Space Force mission to Fort Huachuca, which they say provides a strategically sound, cost-effective location for the military. New Space Exploration Wing. A Space Force mission was announced at the Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Tucson earlier this year. Elisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.
Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs is outraising her Republican opponents several times over ahead of this year's primary elections. Congressman David Schweikert is trailing far behind his Democratic and Republican opponents. Here's Cameron Sanchez again.
Hobbs has more than $7.2 million on hand, which is six times what GOP challengers Congressman Andy Biggs and David Schweikert are sitting on. Biggs has about $1.1 million, whereas Schweikert has less than $90,000. In this election cycle, Biggs and Schweikert have spent more than Hobbs so far, but they have a competitive primary race to prepare for. The congressman will go head-to-head in the Republican primary election in July. The winner will face Hobbs in November. To date, Hobbs has still raised substantially more than both candidates combined. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Homes scattered throughout the country's largest reservation could get power in the next 4 months. The 7th annual Light Up Navajo will kick off tomorrow. The initiative is an annual aid program that seeks to electrify homes throughout the Navajo Nation. SRP, APS, and other utilities will deploy crews to install electrical wire, dig holes, set power poles, and bring power to some of the nearly 10,000 homes without it. State Republican lawmakers are backing a bill to criminalize those who obstruct federal immigration agents by warning someone who they know is being sought by ICE. Democrats, like Representative Nancy Gutierrez, say the problem is the breadth of what the bill defines as an illegal warning.
It includes words, electronic messages, even gestures based on whether the government later decides that speech hindered an arrest. This is an overreach of a speech ban.
Republican Senator John Kavanaugh, the bill's sponsor, says he amended the proposal to eliminate the possibility of an arrest simply for warning others that ICE officers are nearby, something Democrats here in Arizona have done in their communities. One of the largest home builders in the U.S. is moving its headquarters from Los Angeles to Tempe next year. Lily Roseborough has more on KB Home's big move.
The company says the move will lower its operational costs and give it a more centralized location. Tempe Mayor Corey Woods says the city plans to support the company with personal interactions and attention.
If they are looking to hire more people, we are exactly the place to be because we have so many qualified, talented people who are here to get not just simply the jobs of today, but also the jobs of the future.
Woods says lower state taxes also motivated the move. He says KB's dedication to affordability and clean energy are major assets to the community. The new headquarters will be at Hayden Ferry Lakeside on the banks of Tempe Town Lake. Lily Roseborough, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The Arizona wine industry generates more than $240 million in annual visitor spending. At the same time, efforts are being made to make wine more appealing to younger generations. Here's Kathy Ritchie.
Shannon Austin is the co-owner of Sonoyta-based Arizona Hops and Vine in southern Arizona. This weekend, they're hosting Arizona Sips Different Wine, a live music event paired with wine tastings from a dozen vineyards from the region.
The reality, the situation that's facing the wine industry is more that it's become experience-driven. And that speaks more to the millennials and the Gen Z. The younger generation are thirsty, literally, for experiences.
Austin says they haven't seen the same decline in wine consumption that's happening elsewhere.
But we're seeing a shift in what people want, and driving that shift would be the younger generations.
So this event is about getting ahead of that by educating and enticing a younger generation with vino and some fun. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Waymo and Waze announced they'll begin sharing pothole location data with cities. Phoenix is one of the first five metro areas included. Connor Greenwall has more.
Waymo and Waze, owned by the same parent company as Google, say the new program will help cities identify and repair potholes faster. The data, which is already collected by Waymo, will be uploaded to the free Waze for Cities platform. Cities can then download the data into their own systems. Ariel Fleischer, a spokesperson for Waymo, says the vehicle detects potholes using physical feedback.
We really log that dip, feel the vibrations, and it's that dip, it's those vibrations that we log in our system to identify something as a pothole.
Fleischer says users of the Waze app can see pothole warnings when they drive and can confirm if they are there. The city of Phoenix says it is aware of the program, but it already has its own vehicle called an automated road analyzer to detect road conditions. Connor Greenwall, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
And in sports, the Suns will take their final shot at an NBA playoff berth tonight. They're hosting the Golden State Warriors in downtown Phoenix. The winner goes to the postseason with the eighth and final playoff spot. Whichever team wins will play the defending NBA champion Oklahoma City Thunder on Sunday in the first round. And in baseball, the Diamondbacks are back home tonight to start a weekend series against the Toronto Blue Jays. First pitch is at Chase Field at 6:40. And that's it for this edition of KJZZ's Sunup, Arizona's morning news podcast for Friday, April 17th. I'm Bruce Drummond. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll do this again on Monday.